New York Yankees go on anti-2A tirade. 4,100 Latinx people die from gun violence in the U.S. by Hannah Blow on May 27, 2022. The New York Yankees on Thursday used its Twitter platform to go on a full anti-gun blitz, dropping statistics about gun violence and incorporating woke terminology, such as Latinx, in the plea. In lieu of game coverage and in collaboration with the Tampa Bay Rays, we will be using our channels to offer facts about the impacts of gun violence, the Yankees said in a Thursday statement posted to their official Twitter account, which boasts 3.6 million followers. The devastating events that have taken place in Uvalde, Buffalo, and countless other communities across our nation are tragedies that are intolerable, the account added. For the next few hours, account administrators bombarded the page with links about gun violence. Every day, more than 110 Americans are killed with guns, and more than 200 are shot and injured. The first fact offered read as the team identified firearms as the leading cause of death for American children and teens in 2020 inches. Every 3 hours, a young black man dies by gun homicide. The team continued, later incorporating woke terminology to its plea by adding that each year, more than 4,100 Latinx people die from gun violence in the U.S. and 13,300 are shot and wounded. The team's Twitter account continued for hours, tweeting about gun usage and instances of domestic violence. It then switched to suicide, as the New York team seemingly continued to blame the inanimate objects themselves for all of its examples of violence and self-harm. When an assault weapon is used in a mass shooting, it results in 6 times as many people shot than when other guns are used, the last tweet on the subject read. Not once did the Yankees' Twitter account mention mental health outside of the context of those contemplating suicide. While the team made no official call to action, it is obvious that the goal included the seeding discomfort of guns among Americans, millions of whom lawfully carry and champion their Second Amendment rights. Similarly, the Tampa Bay Rays participated in the anti-gun social media blitz, announcing its plan to offer $50,000 to the Mike Bloomberg-affiliated Everytown for Gun Safety's support fund. The line of thinking, blaming guns, specifically, matches the narrative offered by far leftists such as twice-failed presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, who in the aftermath of the tragic Uvalde shooting concluded that guns themselves are causing violence. As Breitbart News reported, limiting the comparison of the U.S. and other countries on the basis of this one category allows gun control proponents to sidestep the opportunity to contrast the U.S. and its next-door neighbor, Mexico. On August 17, 2016, Breitbart News reported that although Mexico had restrictive gun control, including comprehensive background checks, it still had a homicide rate over 5 times higher than the rate in the U.S. Additionally, if you abandon the limited comparison of high-income countries and simply look at gun violence around the world on a per capita basis, it is quickly apparent that the U.S. record is not as dismal as some would have us think. PolitiFact pointed to a study that looked at gun violence deaths on a per capita basis, and that study found the U.S. ranked 20th on a list of firearm deaths in countries and territories. In other words, 19 other countries/territories ranked higher than the U.S. Notably, recent surveys show that most Americans agree that stricter gun control would not prevent mass shootings.